Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Moana Pacifica will make history this weekend when they play the first ever Super Rugby Pacific game in Samoa. The football fans have just one more international warm-up match left before the World Cup. Is it enough? Grace, do you have time to follow women's football?
Not as much as I'd like to, but I'm definitely looking forward to keeping track of this World Cup and seeing my football friends.
Yes, and speaking of World Cups, we'll talk about the Netball World Cup along with the ANZ Premiership with shooter Grace Wecky. Grace, oh, you're on fire right now. Are you in a groove for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think we are in a good place and it's just exciting to see where we're going. We're definitely, I think, about to hit our second win.
And the national school sports competition returns in full force after the COVID years. Kia ora, I'm Zoe George and this is The Podium, sports news but not as you know it from Stuff. It will be an historic moment for Super Rugby Pacific when Moana Pacifica plays in Samoa this weekend against the Queensland Reds. One of the founding aims when setting up the Auckland-based team was to be able to take games to the home countries of many of the team's players. In fact, Moana Pacifica has more than a dozen current Manu Samoa representatives in the squad, and they're in Apia already, where they've been welcomed with parades in the streets of the capital. We caught up with coach Aaron Major from Samoa. Kia ora, Aaron. Welcome to the podium.
Tarofalava, Zoe.
What's the feeling like for the team to be in Samoa and preparing for this weekend's match? I mean, does having a quote-unquote home crowd help?
Oh, definitely. It's like our team are aware of why our team was formed and who it's for. It's for every Pacific Island person, not just rugby players, but it's an opportunity to really inspire our people and to play here. At home is, like I say, a true privilege, and our boys understand the significance and the responsibility. But we're really excited, and that's how we're going to go and put our best performance in on Friday night, is doing what we do well and really embracing and enjoying the week, which we are already. We've trained well and just getting the energy right to put our best performance of the year out on Friday night.
What sort of pressure, though, does it put on the team to perform being at home in Samoa?
Yeah, I think there's expectation around performance, but we have high expectation on our own performance every week, and like everything outside of that, yeah, you can't really control. But I think having the home village behind us through the game will be massively uplifting. We're playing a good Reds team, and like every game is tough in this competition. But when you hear the voice and you feel the heart and the spirit of your people behind you, it certainly makes a big difference. And we know that our people here, our local crowd, are going to give it everything, and they will be in behind us. And I'm sure the boys will feel that when we need it on Friday night.
I mean, you talk about the heart, but does this team have an identity? I mean, it's based in New Zealand, but it's a Pacific team. So what's the purpose of Moana Pacifica? And should they be based in Apia full time?
The purpose is really to connect and inspire our people, whether you're involved in rugby or not. It's a vehicle to demonstrate, you know, all the beautiful qualities and the amazing culture and the capital we have within that, to express ourselves on the world stage. And it's long overdue. So our identity is really clear. We would love to be based in the islands. That's a big job, creating the infrastructure to be able to do that and to compete at the highest level. Like we're not playing club rugby, we're playing against seasoned internationals, the best players in the world.
Well, it's been a bit of a tough season so far, 7 losses in a row. I mean, you're currently at the bottom of the table. The Reds are 8th. What are you hoping for? Some kind of magic in Apia this weekend?
No, not really reliant on magic, just good process. I think we showed last week in our performance the spirit and the heart on our side to putting a great performance and put the champions under pressure in their own home ground. And, you know, we won some massive moments in that game. I was really proud of the resilience, the ability to keep fighting and keep coming back. And so there's lots of little wins happening, not on the scoreboard yet. But, you know, we back ourselves and we know they'll come if we keep working hard in our game. And, yeah, this week feels right for us.
Well, it's always good to play the Aussie teams. Is there a player in the side that should be playing for the All Blacks, or do you want to see them playing for the Pacifica teams?
Yeah, primarily that's our function, is to promote the pathway for aspiring young Pacifica players to play for the Manu Samoa or the Kalitahi. Our Cook Island team as well was also pushing hard in the sort of lower ranks of international rugby, but ideally it's the pathway for all aspiring Pacifica players to, you know, want to play for their home nations. I think also got to understand that a lot of our Pacifica players have grown up in New Zealand or in Australia, so that might not have been the first choice for them always growing up, but it's certainly our aspiration to try and swing them back into that space, and it does become the nation of choice for our young players.
Well, I hope that the game against the Reds goes very well for you this week. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be very exciting, and hopefully the crowds will get behind you. Aaron Major, it's a delight talking with you.
Paftai tele lava, Zoe. It's a pleasure.
There's now fewer than 100 days to go until the FIFA Women's Football World Cup kicks off in Aotearoa and Australia, and the Football Ferns only have one more warm-up game to go. Their latest outing, early Wednesday New Zealand time against Nigeria, are currently ranked 45th to New Zealand's 25th, didn't go according to plan. The Ferns remain winless from their last 10 games. So can they step it up and get a win under their belt before the World Cup? Someone who's watching on is Wellington Phoenix star Chloe Knott. Kia ora, Chloe. Welcome to the podium. What did you make of the Ferns' 3-0 loss to Nigeria this week?
Yeah, it was so disappointing. Just to watch them at the start, have so much ball and look like they were dominating and just by far the more quality side, and then to concede a goal against the run of play. Just hard to watch, because after that it just seemed that they just kind of dropped off and couldn't really get back into the game.
Yeah, when you look at where the Football Ferns are at 25th versus Nigeria at 45th, there's a huge gap there. So what needs to change here? Was it the players? Is it the coach?
Yeah, I think having some of the injured players back in, Rhea and Flea could be back in time. But just having those experienced players like CJ Bott come back in, and hopefully after that goal goes in, you know, you get together and you your older players can build a bit of resilience and get the team together to get the win again. So I think, yeah, having more experience and having some players back in will help them for sure.
Speaking of injuries, that injury list continues to grow for the Football Ferns. Olivia Chance injured her knee, I think it was, in the first game of this warm-up series. And then Betsy Hassett, possible broken rib after a collision against Nigeria. Is this concerning, the number of injuries that we're having this close to the World Cup, or should players be putting their bodies on the line?
I think for me, and knowing Betsy, you got to put your body on the line no matter what situation you're in. She's a tough player, and I think just seeing her stay down like that was tough, because normally she's just right back up and into the next challenge. So hopefully it's not too serious. I think as well, having Lev go down was hard for the Ferns, because she's very creative and she does a lot for them going forward. So yeah, it's tough. Hopefully they can come back quickly and they're not serious ones.
We've got one more warm-up game against Vietnam on July 10th. So there's a bit of a gap between this lot of games that we've just played this week and that game, which is 10 days out from the Football World Cup starting. Oh my goodness. What needs to be worked on between now and then for you? What's going to be the major crunch points and the big pivot points and making sure they win and get out of the group stages at the Football World Cup?
I think having all the girls together in one place will be good for them. Just building attacking connections and linking up play to get into the box, I think will be really important. So hopefully having some time together before the World Cup will be really good for them, and they can start to work on those connections and behind. We just need to score goals and be a bit more threatening and tidy up defensively as well.
Do you have belief that they can get out of the group stages?
I believe anything is possible with football. Like, that's what I love about football. I think it just matters who shows up on the day. So whoever shows up on the day and wants it more and works harder and can finish their chances, I think will, yeah, they can totally do it, yeah.
In the men's game, the Knicks men have their last home game at Eden Park this weekend against the Brisbane Roar. The Knicks are fifth on the table. Mm-hmm. Can they keep going, keep winning, make it to the top six? Do they just inch in?
Yeah, oh, it sucks to watch them lose the games after they've, you know, played so well. And like some of the games, they just haven't deserved to go down. And I think a few of the decisions, had they gone another way, could have helped them. So like they're definitely capable. Like they're definitely a top six team. They're good enough. Hopefully they can show that at the game this weekend at home in Auckland. So yeah.
Fingers crossed, and they've got two more before the top six playoffs. So exciting times for all sorts of football fans. Chloe Knott, lovely having you on the show.
Thank you so much. Nice to chat to you.
Silver Fern Grace Wecky is dominating in the circle this ANZ Netball Premiership as the competition passes the halfway mark. The 21-year-old of Nigerian descent and last year's Silver Fern of the Year is the leading competition goal scorer, converting more than 94% of the shots at goal. With the World Cup just 3 months away, the Premiership is an audition and Wecky is giving a few of the more experienced shooters a run for their money. Kia ora, Grace. Welcome to the podium.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So top of the table Mystics were given a bit of a scare last week by the Magic, with the game coming down to your final goal. How do you cope when you're under pressure like that?
Yeah, it was a bit tricky. I think it's different when you do it to yourself. Like, I think over the past couple of years playing at Mystics and I guess this season, there's a sense of belief that no matter what position we're in, like, we're going to be okay. Like, even when we were down by 10, I was just like, we are so in this game. And so we got up by 5 towards the end of it. And so I felt like we were all in a good place. And so to have it come down to that last goal, as like stressful as it was, like the pressure hadn't really been building for us that much at that point, because we were leading just literally like a minute ago, leading by 5. So I think it was a lot to deal with, I think, taking that last shot. But I think as a whole, the whole team, like I think we are learning to manage that better. And I think we're almost thriving under pressure more than anything.
Thriving under pressure and that belief. And actually, we've talked a lot about having a bit of belief and having a bit of fun, not just in netball, but in various sports. We had the English cricket team here earlier this year and we talked about that. Various rugby players as well. Are you having fun?
Yeah. Am I having fun? That's a great question. I think so. I think, if I'm not sure, then maybe I'm not. I don't know. Yeah, netball is definitely like, there's huge elements of enjoyment in there. And like, you know, getting to call it my job and like game day, playing netball, like playing with people that I love and really enjoying the, I guess, community and family we have at Mystics is quite special. I do enjoy that. But there's definitely some challenging elements. And so for the most part, I'd say it's fun. I'm having fun. Enjoying it.
And are you happy with the way the Mystics are tracking? We've just passed the halfway mark of the ANZ Premiership.
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty happy. There's always room for improvement. And I do feel that, I mean, we couldn't really be in a better position than top of the table. I mean, it would have been great to not lose that game to Magic, but I guess that's just part of it. And I think it's more exciting for us because we know we have so much more to give and so much more that we want to fine tune and work on. So the possibilities are, I guess, endless for us.
And this is, as Dame Nolene Tōrua has said on the podcast a few times now, this ANZ Premiership is an audition for the World Cup, which is 3 months away in South Africa. With the last one in 2019, though, you were told you were too young, but you're not this time around. Have you had any feedback from the Ferns coaches about your chances of making it?
Yeah, they've definitely been connecting with current squad members throughout the season, you know, making sure that we're still focusing on training and playing and performing at the standard that's required when you play internationally. I think it's been a really big focus, is just that shift from, you know, being in weeks and weeks of campaigns for the Ferns and then coming back to your franchise and I guess losing a bit of that intensity and focus. And so just trying to carry that through the whole season. I've definitely got some good feedback and I feel like I'm in a good place, but it's anyone's up for the taking in terms of getting selected. So I guess it's really exciting. I think everyone's playing really well and it's keeping, I guess, the decision quite hard. And it'll be really cool to see who gets picked.
Well, I cannot wait to see how the rest of the ANZ Premiership pans out. I have to tell you, I support the Pulse in their fifth at the moment, so it's a bit of a struggle, but we'll get there. lovely. Thanks so much, Grace. Best of luck for the rest of the ANZ Premiership.
No worries. Thank you very much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's what else is making headlines. Continuing in our curling news, while the Kiwi men were unable to win the World Champs in Canada over Easter, Anton Hood was awarded the prestigious Collie Campbell Spirit of Curling Award. He was selected by his fellow competitors as best exemplifying the traditional curling values of gentlemanly skill, fair play and sportsmanship. Great stuff. Best of luck to those racing in Christchurch half and full marathons on Sunday. And the 5th-ranked Warriors are back at Mount Smart Stadium this weekend facing the 15th-ranked Cowboys. Can the Warriors continue their winning ways? In a fight back against so many COVID-disrupted years, about 25,000 rangatahi, or students, have taken part in the end-of-summer national secondary schools competitions. I spoke to Mike Summerall, the head of School Sport New Zealand, who told me the range of sports being included in the end-of-term competitions was growing.
Things like kirahi, seeing growth year on year, a traditional te ao Māori game, volleyball seeing huge growth over the last few years. I think something like 34% in the last 5 years that game's grown, and record numbers through summer tournament week this year. 168 teams, 118 schools, 5 divisions, 19 courts, 2 in another building. It's a hugely popular event, and so big that they're actually offering a North and a South Island event at the same time as the national event.
We know sport is good for learning skills such as cooperation and teamwork, but what's known about how school sport feeds into competition at higher level?
Yeah, look, we operate within school sport, and school sport's got a unique context. It has to support the purpose of education, which is creating well-rounded young people. So the value of sport hasn't changed regardless of how many years we go by or the challenges that we face. And if anything, I'd say sport's probably more important now with the levels of truancy in schools, because I think we all know the benefit of participation in sport being mental, social, all of those types of things. But what sport can bring in from a school context is a sense of belonging, and where you belong to something, you actually want to show up to something. So I think sport has a particular opportunity that it can play for some young people within that truancy and getting people back into the school space. And in terms of a pathway, yes, I think school sport in certain areas can offer that opportunity. The opportunities that exist out in New Zealand versus many other countries to really look at a career in sport, whether that's a player or whether that's in the administration space, is growing every year.
Are there any challenges looming that might impact on New Zealand's strong sporting culture? And of course, you know, that's something that starts at school.
We're seeing small declines in our traditional sport participation numbers. But by and large, we're still seeing 20,000 plus students participating in those numbers, which is a tremendous amount of young people still playing in those sports. So yes, there's a change in attitude towards what is sport, what is physical activity, what do I need to be involved in? But there's certainly still a lot of young people that value that traditional school sport approach or traditional sport approach in general. And those numbers that are coming through are still very, very large. There's obviously a challenge with making sure that it still resonates with young people, that it's still doing the things that they want to do and that's how they want to spend their time. But that's always been a challenge, right? That's not a new challenge.
And that was Mike Summerall from School Sport New Zealand. And that's it for The Podium. I'm Zoe George, and on behalf of our guests this week, producer Philippa Tolley and sound engineer Connor Scott, thanks for listening. Can the football ferns step it up in time for the World Cup? Tell us at thepodium@stuff.co.nz. Until next week, ka kite anō, go well.
Kia ora, I'm Adam Blair. I played the great game of rugby league for the Storm, Tigers, Broncos and the Mighty Warriors.
And I'm Goran Paladin, sports presenter and rugby league fanatic.
I won a World Cup too. I played 51 tests for New Zealand.
Yeah, he's a national treasure, people. Come on. Blairy and I, we're joining forces for a brand new rugby league podcast called League of Our Own.
Each week we talk Kiwis across the NRL and of course everything Waz.
All the big names, the big stories.
And some of my own stories too.
Well, if we can make them fit.
We'll make time.
Okay. League of Our Own with Blairy and Goran, proudly brought to you by Snap Rentals.
You can listen through stuff.co.nz or wherever you get your podcast.
Mate, your stories are way too long, eh?
Nah, we've got to take them on a journey.
Oh, the journey. Yeah, of course.